In Spokane Valley, two city council incumbents are moving on to the November general election. Brandi Peetz will face Michelle Rasmussen in one race. Arnie Woodard will face either Lance Gurrell or Al Merkel. Gurrell's about 2 percentage points ahead right now. Tim Hattenberg and Bo Tucker will face off in a third race. Voters in Airway Heights chose Jennifer Morton and Sarah Slater to run against each other for a council seat. In Fairfield, Dave Watling and Stephen Walk were chosen to continue their campaigns. And in Liberty Lake, Tom Stanley and Jeanette Nall advanced to the November election. Three Spokane school board seats will be up for grabs this fall. It appears Nikki Lockwood and Katie Treloar will compete for one, Jenny Slagle and Kelly McFarland for a second, and Aaron Georgian and Kevin Morrison for the third. In the Nine Mile Falls district, Eric Olson and Mary McAdam appear to be headed to the runoff, though Kristen Foose is running a close third. Voters in Fire District 3 have approved two measures, one a property tax levy and a second to annex Medical Lake. The voters in Medical Lake are also saying yes to that. Voters in Fire District 5 are saying no to an improvement levy, though that one is still close. Voters in Spokane County have voted to continue a 1/10 of a cent sales tax to fund criminal justice, and a Spokane County Library District property tax levy is ahead, though not a shoo-in yet. Ballots will continue to be counted until the election is certified August 20th. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.